Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and today is Palm Sunday, and this begins Holy Week. I'm going to spend this week looking at some of the events that occurred leading up to the crucifixion and then the Blessed Resurrection. Jesus rode into town on a donkey, on a colt that had never been sat on before, and most of us think about it being a humble beast of burden, a lowly animal, but in fact, that's not correct. If you go study, you'll find out that going back to the Old Testament kings, including David and Solomon, there was such a thing as royal donkeys. The donkey is actually a beast of royalty. That makes Zechariah 9:9 make more sense to us. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and endowed with salvation, humble, mounted on a donkey, even a colt, the foal of a donkey. First of all, people didn't ride through the gate like Jesus did. Only kings did that. If they rode on a horse, it was coming back from battle or war. If they rode on a donkey, it was an animal of peace. So Jesus rode through the gate of Jerusalem on a donkey as a king of peace. And all the while, the people hailed him, Hosanna, King of Israel. But we know that acclaim won't last very long. They did not want a king of peace. They wanted a king who would deliver them out from under the rule of the Romans, not the long-awaited Messiah. One thing more about the donkey, it took Jesus straight to the temple, and we'll pick it up there next time. Hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen.